Blog Talk Radio.
Your presence, O Sovereign King. We acknowledge your glory, your
your majesty, your honor, your grace, your patience, and your mercy. God, we ask you right now to forgive us of all the things we have said, done, and thought, even on this night, God. God, we know that without you, we are nothing. We know that without the shedding of your blood, there would be no remission of sins. And we also know that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for us on a hill called Calvary, to save us from ourselves, save us from the pits of hell. And God, we just ask you right now to, in your own way, in your own time, to let us know that what we are doing, to please you, God, let us know what to do. Let us not think of our own ways as righteous thought, because your word says that even if we are at our best, God, we are seen as filthy rags. And God, I, for one, do not claim myself to be perfect. I do not claim myself to be all-knowing, because that's you, Lord. Because, God, I make mistakes every day on the hour, every hour. And I ask you, Lord, to forgive me of my wrongdoing. God, we ask you right now to bless us in what you want us to have, not just in materialistic things, but, God, let us have joy, God, instead of happiness. Let us have your strength instead of our weakness, God. We just ask you to give us joy, an everlasting joy. Give us life. God, we ask for life that is more abundantly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, hey, this is your co-host. I'm sorry, your host for the evening. This is Mr. Aaron D. Hubbard coming to you live from Speak Your Mind Now Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. And y'all have to forgive me. I literally forgot that tonight I scheduled this show for 10, not 11. So when I tried to hit 11, it was not lit up. So 11:30 or 12. So I chose the earlier. But, you know, I thank God for the vehicle of prayer. And even though this is a three-day-a-week prayer line, we should pray every day. We should pray as much as we can, as often as we can. Because without prayer, I don't know how we would make it. I don't know how we would survive without prayer. So if you have any prayer requests, you can send them to speakyourmindnow@yahoo.com. And I will do my best to note them and pray for you or pray for someone who you are thinking about without hesitation. Because that's what God's called me to do. He's called me to a line of prayer. And this was the reason why he gave me this segment on this radio show, Welcome to the Throne Room. Because we should know that wherever he is should be our throne room. We have a secret place, a closet, if you will. Wherever you are, you can be at your job, your workplace, school, wherever. If you want to go to God in prayer, right ahead. Don't let nobody tell you can't pray. Now, that's what I despise, the fact that the schools nowadays have taken out prayer. How can you take out something that they never put in? How can you take out something that God has ordained and ordered us to do, and they take it out? We allow the government to have a say-so. I'm not allowing the government to run my life. I'm not. When it comes to God, I'm not allowing the government to do nothing, can decide nothing. I mean, I just have a standstill for God. Our Bible says, be steadfast, unmovable. We should not let the government dictate how we feel about the Lord. And that's just how I feel about it. You can feel about it otherwise, that's fine. But if you like me, Bible says, be not unequally yoked with unbelievers. So I just thank God for his mindset. And I thank him for allowing me to do what I do and me to be who I be. And even 99.9% of the time, I'm not pleasing in his eyesight, but he still loves me. He still gives me favor. He still gives me grace and mercy. He is still patient with me, amen. So, announcement before we go on, announcement this coming Wednesday, the 18th of January, there will be a no-show the whole day and possibly not Friday, the 20th, because I will be in, I don't want to say surgery, but I will be in the hospital for my kidney biopsy. Y'all pray for me, please, as I pray for you. We are going to find out what caused the issue, but we do believe in God for the power of healing, the healing power that he has, and we're just going to bless God anyhow. We're going to believe the report of the Lord, should I say, amen. We're going to believe what God said. Like I said the other night, that we're going to do what he called us to do, because God can work through anybody and do anything. He can work through medication. He can work through decisions. He can work through nurses. God is all, he's all powerful. He's God like that. So, but we're going to be obedient. We're going to go to the doctor, amen, and we're going to find out what is the cause of our illnesses. And I say, I'm talking in plural because I believe that there's somebody out there who may not have what I have, but they're sick in their body too, and they're going, and they're might be hesitant of what the doctor may say, but go. Like I said before, go. Because God can do, and God can heal. Man treats, but God heals. So, without further ado, go with me. We're going to go to two scriptures tonight, and I'm going to try to make this short. But go with me to two scriptures tonight. Go with me to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15. And then put a finger right there and go with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2. If I can find 2 Peter myself, I'm in 1 Peter. That ain't the right verse. But we're going to go to 2 Peter chapter 2. And we're going to go to verse 1 through 1. Amen. Just hit verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1, and Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. No, sorry, verse 15. Excuse me, verse 15. And while you're turning to that, if you can't find it, you have a book called The Table of Contents. Amen. So you can use that. In the meanwhile, I'll be right back.
In the twinkling of an eye, turn. Don't cry. Dry your eye. Walked out fast in the maze. Guess she figured he lied. Said he rides in 3 days. Couldn't believe and proceeded to cry as she gazed. And I know you heard it before, but it's time to get saved. From an earlier stage, rewinding my days. Maneuver pursuing the life of crime because it paid. And if we get caught, it can lead to time in the cage. Two baby lokes on a mission with a 9 in the gauge. Hustling to the death, trying to get paid. I miss my homie, now he's in his grave. My homies is hot, they want to ride out of rage. Embracing with love and hugging, we cried as we prayed. The pain is soon to be gone like dimes that we blaze. Minister healing, revealing the mind of the saved. And must I remind that there's a sign as a wage. And sin is deceiving, leading the blind to the grave.
On the metal, there go the popo, smash on the pedal, living life in the fast lane, drinking here, smoking weed, trying to hide the past pain, every day looking for a brighter day, solo said give your life to Yah, cause he's the better way, but California streets got me caught up, only the strong survive and buses dies, how I'm bought up, but I know one day I gotta change, confess Christ is the new improved me, bada bing, bada bang, but my tank is still sagging though, pull them up in the back cause they drag the flow, camp 8 out the gate international. I'm all about winning souls and my cash, and no, if you know what you asking for. It's me and the coach in the Benz and we smash it. So
how I started ghetto and poverty stricken. Now whoever looks up on my medallion, I be spitting a dime for giving. I stay bumping rhyme with the Christians, that's why I'm still living. To the homies died in position, the sky has a ribbon. I think every time I be spitting, this life that we living. I need be to die as a Christian, that's got to forgive him. When the shells from the nine hit him, I cry cause I miss him. It's too hard to try to forget him, my ride and be zipping. And since the other side be tripping, whoever the angels don't stop, the 45 forget him. And I have a rhythm, came to step outside of tradition, to ride is my mission. And we could lie with religion, divide a collision. And before I die in the prison, I find me a system. Before child, if I find that I'm missing, these guys are forbidden. I ignore and try not to listen, but why is you dissing? You can die for the lie you're spitting, the vibe. Division. Only few inside my division, the riders is Christian. Who would rather die than to diss him? I'm a gangster. Can't back to the riders all around the world. Try loving somebody. Damn. Yeah. All we got is Bloods and Crips. Just love each other, homie. Blacks and whites, Hispanics, it's all good. My hood to your hood. One love. The king, he died for us all. Stop this killing.
Amen. That was the Gospel Gangsters and Change. Look at changing your life. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 says, but there were also false prophets among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. From the NIV version, the word. Today, I just want to talk for a little while about who are you walking with? Who are you walking with? As a young teenager and a young adult, I found myself in a bunch of people who I thought were real people. I would go to church with these folks. I would go to school with them. I would be in my community with them, who I found out that they loved the Lord. And sometimes I found out some disturbing things about some folks I hung out with or I made contact with, that these people taught one thing and lived another way. There were some issues within themselves that was in them that allowed for the people of God to be deceived. And I may hit y'all tonight with this, and it may hurt, but it's going to be okay. Just bear with me. These people that I found out who were not real with God were people who were called by God to preach the gospel. As a matter of fact, you didn't have to be licensed to minister the word to somebody. The only thing that we have to know is we have to keep it real. And as a young man at the age of 19 years old, I found out some things I did not need to find out. Because the pastor at my old church at that time was not, as a young folks say, keeping it real. There's some things that he have done and things that he have said that we did not think it was appropriate at that time. We kept questioning him, why is this and why is that? But he didn't want to give us the whole nine yards. So as I got older, I kind of ventured out on my own, doing my own thing, because I did not know the world from the gospel. And a lot of us are like that today, because in 2017, we do not know the world from Christians. Yeah, we all make mistakes. We all fall short. Don't get me wrong. But there comes a point in our lives that we have to be real with the Lord and say, you know what? It's time out to stop playing games. I'll be the first one to admit that I'm a jokester. I love playing jokes, cracking corny jokes on, you know. When it comes to God's people, when God has told me to speak the truth to his people and be real with it, then I have to set the joke aside. I tell everybody all the time that I'm an ex-gang member, I'm an ex-blood, I'm an ex-dope dealer, I'm an ex-crack dealer, I'm an ex-this, I'm an ex-that, because I've been washed. And although I have a human side to me and I have a silly side to me, there comes a point in time where in my life where I have to keep it real and be honest and upfront with God and say, hey, look, God, this is not what I'm liking right now that you put me in. And I can't front on your people because they see the fakeness if I did. And I said that because I have seen some fake people in my life. I have seen fake teachers, some fake preachers, some fake deacons, fake deaconesses, fake people throughout my whole entire 20 years and above age. Only 10% of them were true. And sometimes we want to straddle the fence on how we treat one another. What do you mean by that? Well, I mean that is, we say holy out dark God one day, then we cussing out folks the next day. I told somebody the other day that I have a coworker, and he told me himself that he's a Christian. I don't see any fruit from this young man. I don't see any God-like resemblance. You know, when a father has a child, you would think that child resembles either A, the mother, or the father, or either both. But when I look at him and see his actions and his words, that young man is no resemblance of the father. Well, how do you know that? Can you see? No, I can't see what's in him, but the word of God says that you will know them by their fruit. And I don't believe it for one second that you call yourself a Christian who blasphemes the word of God, who blasphemes the Holy Spirit by using foul language, every other word is F this and F that and H this and using the name of God's name in vain and all kind of names. Just, but you're a Christian. No, to me, that is a wolf in sheep's clothing. And me being his co-worker, I don't have to, but I tolerate this nonsense because, number one, I'm the kind of person who hates to argue with anybody. Yeah, I get upset, I get mad, I want to fuss and fight, but I try to keep it at a minimum because of my health condition. I didn't tell you I wasn't going to act a fool, but keep it at a minimum. But in this case, I have to do what's right and just pray for him. I was reminded today, I got to pray for people. I know this. But the Bible also says, I'm trying to get, not to make a fuck out of it, but I can get angry. I just can't sin. I can get upset. I can have a fit if I have to. I just can't sin. And if I do sin, then that I have sinned against God. But I have to be careful for me because I have to show an example of what my father is like. I want to be the spitting image of my heavenly father. I want people to look at me and say, hey, you look just like your daddy. Y'all got the same image. Y'all look alike. You favor your father. And that, y'all, I have never been a father myself, but I can just only imagine to all the fathers in the world If they ever was told that, they'd be the happiest men on planet Earth. Now, the worst thing you can do to tell a father is this. Mother's baby, daddy's, y'all got it, y'all got it. But we have to do the spin image of our Heavenly Father. Don't let the world take you off your course of action. Because God has a plan for each and every one of us. God has a way of making things work in our favor. And I just believe that because I just love how God works in my life. I love how he does me. When he sees me getting upset and having a pity party and sitting up to cuss everybody in my mouth, he gives me these pains in my body and says, hey, you need to calm down. You get these headaches, you calm yourself. And I was told by my doctor back home, he said, if you ever get upset like we did last year, this is back in 2006 or 7, I think, you ain't even kidding yourself. So I had to calm down for sure. Because I had a quick temper. But I have to be good or be God-like, should I say. And not be like everybody else in the world. Does God know we're not perfect? Of course he does. He made us. But don't think about telling you there's nothing wrong with the sin and being angry, because it's not. Jesus himself got angry. God the Father got angry. Jesus got angry when they was selling and buying in the church house and made his church a den of thieves. God got angry when the people of Israel were turned against Moses. And the earth falls up. Now, the earth falls up. And I saw that. Hey, Moses, hey, bro, we tight, man. Hey, we here. What you want me to do for you, bro? What's going on? But there's nothing wrong with being angry. It's just how we carry ourselves that makes a difference. And I just refuse to let myself get to a point in my life where I would end up deceiving folks, thinking I'm one way and I'm the opposite. Because I want to be a fruitful tree. Amen. I want to grow not only leaves, but I want to grow fruit. I want to have the spirit of joy from my life, of meekness, patience, goodness. All those seven virtues of God. So when I see people of God getting deceived by people who've been called to preach and teach the word, and they're not doing it God's way, I get upset. And it ain't because of what I see, it's because of how they're acting. Because you know them, I know them. We see them on TV a lot. We see them in our own churches. We see them in the community. We see them just about everywhere. Teaching and preaching a false gospel. And the word of God says they are wolves in sheep's clothing. I told the story time and time again. I refuse to be under the leadership of anybody, male or female, who teaches a false gospel. I am literally petrified of setting foot in a church, getting comfortable, and hearing something I don't need to hear in my spirit. When you've been so in tune with the word and embraced with the word, you stay at home. You just think this is the bomb, diggity bomb right here. This is it, God. I appreciate this. But you are afraid of that one day that may show up because you have a hard time trusting people. You're getting in the Google things. You're getting in the swing of things. But it's going to be one day you're thinking to yourself, but what else? And that's cool. I thought that too. God, if I go to this church and get comfortable, then what if? What if this happens? What if that happens? What if they don't do right? What if they don't say right? And God is telling us, don't put your trust in man, but put it in me. Yeah, I see them doing wrong. I see them acting crazy towards my children. But let me deal with them. I know how to handle these people. I'm watching The Walking Dead over and over again now. I'm on season 5 right now. And we are just like The Walking Dead, spiritually speaking. What we don't have in our hearts, by the love of God, we are spiritually dead. Walking around, looking crazy, talking crazy, eating everything that they give us to eat. We don't care. But if the love of God is in you and surrounds you, and if you have the heart of God, if you're born again, then you should be spiritually alive. Don't let anybody tell you how you should not. Let me put it like this. Don't let anybody tell you how to feel about God. Amen. If you love God, tell you the way you say you love Him. You love the Son. You love the Holy Spirit. Take that back. If we say we love God, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, then we should act like it. Who are we walking with? Is it the world? Or is it Christ? I don't know about you, but I just refuse to let the world tell me how to live my life in Christ. I just refuse to allow the world to set me off track and have me in a stupor, walking around not knowing who I am. We should know who we are. And better yet, we should know whose we are. So if you are walking with the wrong people, walking around with folks who don't mean you no kind of good, you and I both need to change our company. Amen.
What kind of music do you listen to?
Gangsta.
Mm-hmm. Is that right?
In your hood, every time you see them, they up to no good. They love to label us mad or a menace, but I'm steady screaming business. New to the hood, had no clue what's a BG. Who an ET, now two wanna see me. Who got the dice, Sir T. Lee. Hanging with Bad Company, now he running from the PD. Could've been the fastest in the NFL. Look, rookie, you catch no passes in jail. He in homeroom, acting a tail. Side attacks when he bail, and don't care if you pass or he fail. Cause he a gangster, cop, one in the chamber. Fuck, do what you got, be the remainder. Buck rolls a stranger, and it's the cliffhanger. And all he thought was danger. Heard it corrupt good morals. Caught up in the midst of another hood quarrel. They started jumping right in front of the pad. And what's harder, he's not a martyr, cause his company's bad.
Bad company.
It's bad company. That be corrupt in your hood. Every time you see them, they up to no good. They love to label us mad or a menace, but I'm steady screaming business.
She wanna ride her, so her eyes on the thug. Think Samson probably met Delilah in the club. Sneaky eyes of serpent, just as quiet as she was. Cunning and conniving with her eyes on this dove. Should've kept his distance from the start. Pillow conversations, trying to get up in this heart. Trying to find who he peace with, who he beef with. Wanna know who he creep with and run the streets with.
Wanna know where his peeps live, where his peeps live. Who he speak with, eat with, and who he sleep with. Tell me your deepest secrets. With his eyes on her cleavage, could you keep it a secret? Believe it, and he believed it. Received it, vowed to keep it, and then she leaked it. Now he come to chief with a squad to brain. Went to sleep with brains, but woke up with a fade and back up.
Corrupt in your hood. Every time you see them, they up to no good. They love to label us mad or a menace, but I'm steady screaming. Business, I come.
So bad, so bad, so bad, so bad. So bad.
I was the innocent little homie left without direction. Had to suffer for my lessons. Made it tough, I had a lesson. My mama stressing, got me turning up this song live. Running with the wrong crowd, drunk until we fall alive. I never liked school over the edge. Now they telling me my twin used to work for the feds. Found dead before cracking the case. And they wanted me to act in this place. 50 G's are the accurate stakes. Pumping my brakes, looking over the case. Dealing with blood money, so we dealing with safes. Money in a crumpled bag.
Oh no.
Caught up in the twist with my company bad. It's bad.
That be corrupt in your hood. Every time you see them, they up to no good. They love to label us mad or a menace, but I'm steady screaming. Business.
Bad company.
I don't care what you're going through. Using, abusing, exploiting, hoeing. Them the ones that take our kindness for weakness. Mentally and spiritually blind as a sneaker. These the ones that be corrupt in your hood. Every time you see them, they up to no good. They love to label us mad or a menace, but I'm steady screaming. Business.